Section 4.8, the importance of dietary calcium and dairy for staying lean. It's a shame if you can't eat dairy due to lactose intolerance or difficulty with milk protein digestion, because you're missing out on one of the secret links to leanness. More and more scientific studies are linking increased dietary calcium to reduced body fat stores. There are different theories as to why higher dietary calcium intakes may make us leaner. One theory that I've seen relates this to high-calcium diets eaten by our prehistoric ancestors. Low levels of calcium typically meant that they were entering a period of famine, to which the body responded by increasing body fat storage and slowing the metabolism. A low-calcium diet may still promote fat storage these days, even though we are certainly never in a famine in developed nations. Another theory regarding how dietary calcium makes us leaner relates to a hormone in the body called calcitriol, a form of vitamin D within the body that is actually a hormone. Research suggests that individuals not consuming sufficient dietary calcium may overproduce calcitriol, which can promote fat storage in the body. Regardless of the mechanism, it appears abundantly clear that low dietary calcium intakes promotes fat storage, while higher dietary calcium intake promotes a leaner body. It appears that dairy sources are the best for supplying your dietary calcium, due to their higher bioavailability, which is ease of absorption, compared with other calcium sources. As I mentioned previously, raw milk, unpasteurized and unhomogenized, from healthy grass-fed cows, not factory farm-raised cows, is the healthiest variety of milk. However, since raw milk is mostly unavailable in the U.S. and homogenized, pasteurized milk should be limited in your diet for the most part. Your best bet for dairy is going to be yogurt, cottage cheese, ricotta cheese, and other cheeses, preferably raw if you can find them. Raw cheeses are also available at the same site that I get my grass-fed meats, http://healthygrassfed.2ya.com. For those of you who are lactose intolerant, you must find alternative methods for maintaining higher levels of dietary calcium. A lactose intolerant individual may find that they can eat yogurt, and even raw cheeses, since the microorganisms in yogurt and raw cheeses pre-digest the lactose for you. Also, there are low-lactose milks available, such as Lactaid. Interestingly enough, some people that think they're lactose intolerant often can drink raw milk without any problems with it. This may not be the case for everyone, but it may be due to the additional enzymes and beneficial bacteria in the raw milk that help to pre-digest the lactose. Keep in mind that many people that think they are lactose intolerant are really intolerant of the proteins in dairy. The studies have indicated that supplemental calcium does not promote fat loss nearly as well as dairy calcium. This may also hold true for calcium-fortified products such as calcium added to orange juice, since the calcium may not be as well absorbed. If you can eat dairy, try to consume 2 to 4 servings of dairy per day to obtain the fat loss benefits. Some of the best choices are cottage cheese, ricotta cheese, hard cheeses, and yogurt. Other sources of calcium that may be beneficial are canned sardines, or salmon with the bones, spinach, broccoli, and beans.